Morning's Fashionista, Joan Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning. So, January, we in the retail world have always referred to it kind of like the purge your closet month.
Yes.
And while you're in there, girls of any age, we want you to dig deep into that closet and find all of your prom dresses, your formal dresses, your cocktail dresses, the dresses that you wore to be a bridesmaid.
I was going to say all your bridesmaids dresses that you were like, I'm going to turn this into, and you didn't.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
You do have one of those?
Yes.
Okay. Is it pastel?
It's like the beigey, my sister's wedding.
Champagne.
Yeah, like a champagne color.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Ah, the neutrals. Well, anyways, the time has come. The fairy godmothers are at work again, and they are collecting dresses. They're big dress drives. So I'm giving you like a week's notice, everybody. The dress drive is next Saturday at Marketplace Mall. Now, do you remember the prom fair, what they do every year?
Explain it to us again.
Okay. So juniors and seniors in high school that qualify, and you go through the, you know, the financial need with the guidance office, you know, they just need a valid school ID or a letter from the guidance counselor that they qualify for this. It costs $5. And Marketplace Mall has a beautiful vacant store that they've, you know, shared with the fairy godmothers. And this is the big date. On March 2nd is the prom fair. However, next Saturday, the 20th, they are having their first prom dress drive. So you can donate your dresses at Marketplace Mall to the fairy godmothers. And they have thousands of dresses that the girls can go in and try
pick
on.
From. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So it's January, the closet cleanout month, and we're looking for dresses. Now, you can drop off your dress at Panache if you can't get out to the Marketplace Mall on that date. So any day at Panache, we will accept your donation and then connect with the organizers. But, you know, the gown trends are all from the red carpet. You know, galas.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite from the red carpet with the Grammys last week? Other than the apple green sequin?
Grammys are on? No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, Joan. I didn't watch the red carpet. I'm not you.
Football, I think. I don't know.
Well, here's the funniest part about that. I was watching football, too, but the only dress that I saw from the red carpet was Taylor Swift's green sequin dress.
Oh,
that was it. And, you know, that's probably going to be the, you know, number one prom dress
trend.
You know, with Taylor, it makes everybody else's plan for second. Okay, so that's the way it works. So this is good. So how many dresses do you figure they usually get? Like,
Year? Well, you know, we did a drive at Panache, and we got hundreds. So probably thousands. That's our goal, everybody.
Awesome. Yep. Beautiful.
And why not?
Hey, why not? It's a good cause, and I'm glad. It's a wonderful cause. I'm glad you're doing it.
Wake up with Tony, Christy, and Nikki first thing in the morning. Warm 101.3.